Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Banco Santander Brazil, or as some of you might know it by its ticker, BSBR. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Banco Santander Brazil is a major player in the banking and financial services space, operating out of Brazil and serving as a key subsidiary of the global Santander Group. They're deeply embedded in the financial sector, offering everything from retail banking to corporate solutions in one of Latin America's largest economies. With a massive workforce and a strong market presence, they're a heavyweight in their industry. So let's dive into what's been happening with this company lately and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for long-term investors like you. First, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Santander Brazil has shown some interesting trends over various timeframes. Short term, we've seen fluctuations in the past week and month, but zooming out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there are signs of resilience compared to broader industry movements in the financial sector. On the news front, there's been chatter about their operational strategies and market positioning in Brazil, with a focus on how they're navigating a challenging economic landscape. But the real meat of what's driving this company forward comes from their latest earnings call for 2023, which dropped some key insights into their financial health and future plans. So with that backdrop, let's get into the SWOT analysis and see what makes Santander Brazil a potential contender for your portfolio. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. One of the biggest strengths for Santander Brazil is their solid financial performance in 2023, as highlighted in their recent earnings call. They reported growth in net interest income, which is the bread and butter for any bank, showing they're still making strong returns on their lending activities despite a tough market. For long-term investors, this kind of consistent revenue stream is a green flag. Another plus is their market position in Brazil. As a leading financial institution in a major emerging economy, they've got a massive customer base and a well-established brand. Their scale, backed by a large number of full-time employees, gives them the muscle to weather local economic storms better than smaller competitors. Digging into their financials, the gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well, indicating they're not just bringing in revenue, but also keeping a decent chunk as profit. That efficiency is something we love to see when looking at a stock for the long haul. Lastly, their dividend yield is worth a nod. For those of you hunting for income alongside growth, Santander Brazil offers a payout that's competitive within the sector, making it an attractive option if you're building a portfolio with cash flow in mind. Weaknesses. Now let's flip the coin and talk about where Santander Brazil might be slipping. One concern that jumps out is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's on the higher side, which means they're carrying a significant amount of leverage. For long-term investors, this can be a red flag, especially in a volatile economy like Brazil's, where interest rate hikes or currency swings could squeeze their balance sheet. Another point to chew on is their return on equity. While it's not terrible, it's not exactly setting the world on fire either. This suggests they might not be using shareholder capital as efficiently as some peers in the financial sector, which could cap their growth potential if not addressed. From the earnings call, there was also a mention of certain market challenges they're facing. While they didn't dive into specifics, it's clear that not everything is smooth sailing. Whether it's regulatory pressures or competitive headwinds, these hurdles could weigh on short-term performance, even if you're in it for the long game. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to the exciting part. What could propel Santander Brazil forward? First off, Brazil as a market offers huge growth potential. With a growing middle class and increasing demand for financial services, there's room for Santander to expand their retail and digital banking offerings. If they play their cards right with innovation, they could capture even more market share. Speaking of innovation, their earnings call hinted at a strategic direction for 2024 that sounds promising. They're confident in their plans, likely focusing on tech-driven solutions or operational efficiencies. For us as investors, this could mean better margins or new revenue streams down the line if they execute well. Looking at valuation metrics, their forward PE ratio suggests the stock might be reasonably priced compared to future earnings estimates. If those estimates hold up, there's potential for upside, especially for those of you with a multi-year horizon who can ride out any near-term volatility. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are encouraging. This liquidity gives them the flexibility to invest in growth initiatives or pay down some of that debt we mentioned earlier, both of which could strengthen their position over time. Threats. Now let's get real about the risks. One of the biggest threats to Santander Brazil is the economic and political instability in Brazil. Currency fluctuations, inflation, and policy changes can hit financial institutions hard, and as a major player, they're not immune. For long-term investors, this kind of macro risk is something to keep a close eye on. Another concern is industry competition. The financial sector in Brazil is getting crowded, with fintechs and digital banks eating into traditional market share. If Santander doesn't keep up with the pace of innovation, they could lose ground, especially among younger customers. Interest rate environments are also a double-edged sword. While rising rates can boost net interest income in the short term, they can also increase borrowing costs for their clients, potentially leading to higher default rates. That's a risk that could dent their profitability if not managed carefully. Finally, their high debt levels, as we touched on earlier, could become a bigger issue if economic conditions worsen. If they're forced to refinance at higher rates or face tighter credit markets, it could strain their financials and limit growth. As we wrap up this deep dive into Banco Santander Brazil, let's tie it all together. From a long-term investment perspective, this company has a lot going for it: strong financials, a dominant position in a key market, and some promising strategic moves on the horizon. However, the risks tied to Brazil's economic landscape and their leverage can't be ignored. For those of you looking to build wealth over decades, Santander Brazil could be a solid pick if you're comfortable with some volatility and believe in the growth story of emerging markets. But keep an eye on those macro trends and their debt management. Those will be the make or break factors. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Santander Brazil as a long-term hold, or are the risks too high for your taste? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.